USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Through the roof, energy and food costs are really starting to add up. Inflation is soaring higher than economists expected. The numbers out Tuesday show the consumer price index jumped 8.5% last month. NYPD police say Frank James is a person of interest in the shooting that took place on the N train in Brooklyn Tuesday morning. Cops say the man is from the Philadelphia area and has a criminal history in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and New York. Speaking to Fox affiliate WNYW in New York, New York City Mayor Eric Adams addresses pedestrians who are scared to ride the New York subway system.
It shakes you up, but we've been here before. We dealt with some real crises in the city, and New York has always responded.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
President Biden is pitching homegrown biofuels as a way to lower gas prices. Speaking in Iowa, a state Biden lost to former President Donald Trump by over 8 percentage points, Biden still saying the Russian war on Ukraine has driven up gas and food prices all over the world. Routine screening for depression and anxiety may be useful for some children. That's according to the United States Preventative Services Task Force. A panel of doctors and scientists found that regular screenings could be viable for kids as young as 8 for anxiety and 12 for depression. The panel also noted it didn't find any evidence to screen for suicidal thoughts in children of any age. These findings come as a February report by the CDC found 1 in 5 teenagers in the United States had experienced at least one episode of major depression between 2013 and 2019. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
While releasing the 2021 Human Rights Report, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the world has seen democratic values, rule of law, and respect for human rights decline in the last year. He made it clear that the United States wants to defend economic and social rights just as much as political or civil rights. Blinken gives an example of this idea.
Promoting access to education and health services, including for reproductive health, is just as critical to advancing human rights as defending freedom of expression and assembly. These interconnected rights are critical to ensuring individuals can reach their full potential, and they're critical to sustaining healthy democracies.
A utility company is agreeing to settle in a high-profile lawsuit.
Pacific Gas and Electric has agreed to pay more than $55 million to avoid criminal prosecution for two major wildfires sparked by its aging power lines in Northern California. Six counties were devastated by last year's Dixie Fire and the Kincaid Fire in 2019. PG&E still faces criminal charges for the 2020 wildfire in Shasta County that killed four people. The nation's largest utility company must also submit to 5 years of oversight in an attempt to prevent more fires. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Actor and comedian Gilbert Godfrey is dead at the age of 67 after a long illness. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.